Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Truly, we are honoring. Just give thanks unto the Lord for being on the broadcast today. I was sitting here just reading. And I looked up, I thought, oh my God, it's 5 o'clock. So I had to hurry up and get on the line. Anyway, I thank God Elder Dotson is on the line, Pastor Dotson, and we're going to be talking, him and I are going to be talking about this commitment. We are still talking about commitment. Yes, we are. And so God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his love. He has loved us. He loves us enough that he died on the cross for our sins, and we're so thankful for that. We thank God for all of those that will log in, those that will call in, and those that will listen to the broadcast later, those that will join us here live on Facebook. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God that we are just doing what God has told us to do, and that's to get the gospel out and build a foundation. Now, you can't have a foundation. You can't stand. A house can't stand if the foundation is cracked. So we are here trying to build a foundation in the Word of God, so that people will be able to stand that when they've done all they could do, they can continue to stand. And that is what we are endeavoring to do. We are endeavoring to reach lost souls and those that don't know the Lord or those that are newly saved. And it's been a blessing for those that are of us that have been saved. It has been a renewing thing for us, and we've been able to dive into the Word of God. This is our Building a Better Relationship with God series, and we have been on commitment. And I keep asking the Lord, is it time for us to move? And he says no. He keeps right on going. Because we have got to become committed to God. We cannot continue, praise the Lord, Mr. Dotson, we cannot continue to flip-flop back and forth as the Israelites did and things like that. God is wanting us to be fully committed. So we're going to be talking about commitment today. So I'm going to start with prayer, and then we're going to go from there. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We glorify and we praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Jesus, for you are worthy. God, I thank you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord. Lord, if we ever needed you before, we need you right now. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God, that you have given the world. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that it's been a lot going on with the coronavirus and with all of the uproar in the country because of the wickedness done to George Floyd and just all the people, God, the things are beginning to show themselves. And we thank you, Lord, for exposing the enemy. And we thank you for that. But we know that we believe and we trust in you that you are going to work this thing out. And, Lord, that you have already worked it out because you know the end from the beginning. You are the Alpha and the Omega. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we glorify you. And we thank you that you are our God. We thank you that you are the omnipotent God. You're the omnipresent God. You're the omniscient God. You're the all-wise God. You're the all-knowing God. You are the sovereign God, and we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you are a shepherd and we shall not want, oh God. There will be no lack for us during this season, God. Every household has their needs supplied. Every household, oh God, has you're their shepherd, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for every need, every want being supplied, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your word says that you will supply our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We believe in miracles, oh, God. We believe in the miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe that you can work a miracle. Somebody needs a miracle. Oh, they need a miracle, God. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you. God, we thank you for blessing them today. We thank you for giving them of Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundant and above all they can even ask or think. And God, let them be mindful to give you the glory and the praise. Lord, so many people need comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, they've lost loved ones. Things are just going on and on and on. But Lord, we know that you are the God of comfort and peace, God. Send comfort to every family, Lord, that has lost their loved one. In whatever capacity that has been, God, we ask you to send your comfort and your peace unto them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, please bless those in hospitals all over this land, this country, and this world, Lord, that are suffering from various situations, oh God. But Lord, we know that you're a doctor that's never lost a case. Lord, so we send your word of healing unto every room, every hospital room, every nursing home, every rehab facility, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Jackie Frank, oh God. Oh God. God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to restore her health, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify and we magnify your name, for you alone are worthy to be praised. God, we thank you that you are a healer, God, and Lord, just like you did for the centurion soldier. Lord, we are sending your word, God. We are sending your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, that with your stripes, people are healed today, oh God. Lord, people are rising up out of bed, Lord Jesus, saying, I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed. Hallelujah. Lord, healing their mind and in their emotions and in their physical body, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't let nobody be discouraged, oh God, but Lord, encourage them in you, oh God. Let their hope be in you. Let their trust be in you. Let their joy be in you. Let their peace be in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for you being so committed to us, God. We thank you right now for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless Pastor Dawson as he begins to bring forth your word. Anoint him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless his household, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them, oh, God. We thank you for their faithfulness and their desire to help, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Jesus, and we praise your name. Because, Lord, you are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised, God. And I bless your holy name, God. Oh, kororolobosha. Ikelelelobokoriamasikelelelobosha. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We need you in every household, oh, God. We rebuke spousal abuse. We rebuke child abuse, child molestation. We rebuke parent abuse, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we move into the summer months, God, we ask you, Lord, to bless, Lord Jesus, that air conditioners won't go out. We ask you to bless, Lord Jesus, that transportation will continue. We thank you, Lord, that you will continue to feed your people and be a blessing. We thank you for every church, hallelujah, that has been so gracious, hallelujah, to have food pantries and all of these things going on to be a blessing to the communities, God. Lord, we bless every pastor, oh God, that brought forth the word of God this morning, every prophet, every evangelist, every teacher, and every apostle. God, we ask you to restore unto them, oh God, what you allowed them to pour out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Lord, bless everybody that's out protesting, oh God. We thank you for the peaceful protest. Cover everybody with your blood, Lord. No plague will come nigh their dwelling, oh God. Oh, I glorify you now, Lord. Lord, we ask you to cover them with your blood. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we'll see more recoveries than we'll see death. We thank you, Lord, for the cure. We thank you, Lord. Lord, you are our refuge and our dwelling place. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your name is a strong tower and the righteous run in and they are safe. Oh, God, we glorify you. Bless this word as it comes forth today, oh, God. Let it fall on good ground, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to bless everybody to hear it, oh, God, to not only be hearers of your word but doers also. Bless them to be willing and obedient. Oh, God, bless them to have faith and work with it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise your holy name and we worship you. For you are God and we glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless every single person, oh God, that's living by themselves, oh God. And some days it's rough for them, oh God, because they feel it all alone. But God, let them know that they're never alone. Hallelujah. Bless every married couple, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the devil's trying to try their marriage. But God, we ask you, Lord, to give them the victory, oh God. Let them stay committed to one another. Bring peace in the home, oh God. Rekindle the love in the love relationship. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Bless on the jobs, oh God. No more layoffs, no more, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being our provider, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We still over here talking about commitment. God wants us to be committed to him because he is so committed to us. He was committed to us enough to let his son die on our behalf. And I'm going to give it to Elder Dawson for us. I won't be running my mouth. Come on, Pastor Dawson. Glory to God.
God bless you. God bless you, Elder Denise. Oh, my God, what a topic when we're talking about commitment, when we're talking about our Lord and our Savior. He is dedicated and committed to us divinely. And when we speak of divinely, we speak of his divinity. He is God.
Yes.
And when we think of how a divine person can be committed, he's committed solely.
Yes.
Totally unto us. And what me and my wife has been going through since Elder Bryson has been doing these teachings is doing a reflection on ourselves.
Yes.
Because what a teaching on commitment does is brings you to yourself and makes you turn the searchlight on yourself and say, what am I doing? Am I doing enough? Am I fully committed? And where am I in commitment at this time? Do you know that commitment is a place you need to be in? It takes prayer. It takes consecration. It takes dedication to God to be in a committed state of mind. Do I have a witness?
Yes.
So commitment is a mind change. But one thing I want to say before I go forward is this. Sometimes we get in a place where we need to know, God, how committed are you to me? And
yes.
That's what I want to speak on and to us today is how committed is God to you? How committed is God to me? Unfortunately, we are living in a society where people shy away from commitment, thinking they have to give up a lot of themselves. When the Lord is only asking for what is reasonable,
yes,
and acceptable unto God, what would you give for God's mercy?
Yes.
Which, you know, God extends mercies. What would you give for God's mercy? Which I might add, are new every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning. Not old mercies. He gives you new mercies every morning. And you have to think of this. Mercy is only given when you've done something wrong or when you're guilty of something. It's when the judge has mercy on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not him turning his head, but he's saying, oh, I forgive you. And the Lord is faithful to forgive. What a God we serve. Crowned in majesty and glory.
Yes.
Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
Let's turn to the scripture 12 and 1 Romans 12 and 1. And it speaks on this wise, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I was speaking about what's reasonable, your reasonable service. Sacrificing, living a sacrificed life, being holy, and presenting your bodies. Listen, this is all you're doing, but God goes further than that and says that as you're doing this, I'll have mercy on you.
Yes.
It also speaks of his steadfast love that never ceases, along with that scripture,
I want to turn to Lamentations 3, where Jeremiah has written this book of Lamentations.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamentations is written in sorrow. It's written for the weeping and an expression of grief that Israel was going through at the time.
Yes.
Jeremiah wrote it, yes. And Jeremiah wrote these things in chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. We're speaking of how committed God is to us.
Mm-hmm.
It is of the Lord's mercy. Here we are on mercies again. That we
yes.
are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great. Can somebody say great?
Great.
Is thy faithfulness. How committed is God? His faithfulness is great concerning
yes.
us. And he won't allow us to be consumed because of his commitment to mercy toward us. Have mercy,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. Which speaks of his steadfast love that never ceases, along with Matthew 28. Can we turn to Matthew 28?
Yes.
Turn to Matthew 28 real quick. This is the steadfast love and of God and his long suffering, which is his character. Matthew 28 and 20. Follow me for a moment.
Okay.
You know these pages stick together when you want to go quick.
Yeah. You want me to read it?
Yes, read it for me.
Okay. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, what the Lord was doing here was he was consulting with his disciples, and this is entitled the Great Commission, which we are under. Jesus spake to his disciples after his resurrection, saying, all power, in the 18th verse, has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. And then he tells them, go ye, speaking to his disciples and speaking to the believers, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. How committed is he unto us? He wants you to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world.
Yes.
He is with you always. How committed is he? He's with you always.
Oh.
Can I repeat that? How committed is he? He's with you always, even until the end of the world.
My Lord.
And then at the end of that scripture, it says, amen.
Amen.
The promises of God, can I bring this to your remembrance? The promises of God are yea, yes, And amen, as 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 said, for all the promises of God in him are yea, yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Well, why is he so committed? Because he is committed because there is so much that he has done for you. He doesn't want you to lose sight or miss out on. For his glory must be revealed through us.
Yes.
So he's committed to see that glory. He's committed to see his glory through you. Romans 8, 31 and 32. What shall we then say to these things?
Yes.
If God be for us,
yes,
who can be against us? He who spared his own son, spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Did I say all things?
All things.
Actually, I didn't. The Bible said it. Has freely given us all things. In conclusion, when we're speaking about how committed is God, you cannot commit more than God has.
Yes.
You cannot give as much as God has. You will not lose as much as God has. And speaking to those people that have lost their children, their sons, and their daughters, I'm here to let you know that God is still losing daughters and sons. Have mercy.
My Lord.
So you'll never lose as much as he's lost. But listen, there's an upside to this. For John 3 and 16 tells us that his loss is our gain.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to
what
God.
Which gives us to ask the question. It gives us to ask the question, Elder Bryson.
Yes.
Totally to God every day. And can I give more?
My Lord.
Which speaks to me that there is levels of commitment.
Yes.
And degrees of commitment. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yes.
We know that God knows all things.
Yes.
And he knows where you are in him. Those that feel that they haven't came up to a certain level, God understands.
Yes.
And he will meet you at the level you're on. Just start being committed.
Yes.
Start being committed. We know that there are degrees of commitment because in the book of Revelation, he says, I don't want you hot nor cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. We don't want to be spewed out of the mouth of God. Let us be hot, committed,
yes,
highly committed to the things of God, that he might bring things to pass for us. He is highly committed, which gives us to know that if he is this committed to you, how committed can you be? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With the power of God, the power that he has. He spoke here. He said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth.
All power.
Here's a God with all power. Here's a God that's immutable. Here's a God that's divine and glorious. that is committed to the things concerning you. What does the Bible say? He will perfect that which concerneth you. How committed can one be? To be so committed that he's concerned about what you're concerned about. He gets behind it and says, oh, I am committed to them. I'm committed to his concerns. Here is a God that is committed to your concerns and the things that you're about. How committed can we be?
My Lord.
Anyone have anything to say on that?
I think that with the level of commitment that God has to us, how much more could we, you know, if we would just give our lives over to him fully and be fully committed. He loves us enough that he's committed to us in the relationship, even like a man and a wife. We're the bride, and he's the bridegroom. And so if we would give us, he's made every provision for it to be easy for us. It really ain't as hard as it sounds. I know when people think about commitment, they think, oh, this is a difficult thing. Because like when they committed to a diet, you know, if you say you're going to be on a diet, you got to be committed to going through the exercise. You got to be committed to not eating certain things so that you can begin to lose the weight. So it's a level of commitment, but it's a discipline. It's a discipline. So you discipline yourself up under the word of God, and which helps you to be committed. But God has made it easy for us. He really has. If we really think about what he did for us on the cross, I mean, he's made it easier.
Yes, he has. He's made it so easy. And you know, something we need to put our minds on is God is love.
Yes.
And in 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all things, have fervent charity, love among yourselves, for charity, love, shall cover the multitude of sins. God is committed to loving you that he might cover your sins.
My Lord.
A multitude.
Yeah.
Not just the one, but the multitude. What's that saying to me? That we serve a God that is God of the re.
Yeah.
What do I mean by the re? We spoke about it, Elder Bryson, the other day. Regeneration. He's God of the reconnection.
Yeah.
All of the re's, your God is re, is the God of the re.
Hello.
And even God of the rejoice. Hallelujah.
Oh, he's the God of the re. Come on.
Yeah, he's the God of the re. And in building, yes, he's the God of restoration. And he's the God of regeneration.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Can you go on and on?
On and on.
He's the God of revival.
Revival. He's a God.
Hallelujah.
God, I thank you. Rededication.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Anybody need to be revived? He's the God of revival.
He's the God of
repentance.
Yes.
When you're ready to change, when you're ready to change your mind, he's the God that's there that's committed to your re.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. What a relationship. What a committed God. We can speak on this forever and ever, because we come to a place, Elder Bryson, where we really have to look in to ourselves and see how committed are we.
Yes,
some of us has fallen away. Yes, some of us has gotten tired. Yes, some of us have gotten to the place where we just don't feel like going anymore.
My Lord.
But when you fall back on how committed God is to you, you can't help but be, appreciative of how he has, of how he is God above all else.
Yes.
Which sends you to a place where you say, oh my God, let me see what I can do. Let me see how much I can give. Let me see if I can go any further. Because this God has gone so far for me.
Yes, he has. Oh, my God, he has gone so far.
Go ahead. Elder Bryson, you know, he was saying, when you know, have you been in a situation where someone has done something for you,
mm-hmm. and you so appreciate it, you feel at the moment, what in the world can I do for you right now?
Yeah.
Can I just buy you dinner? Can I take you out? Can I pay a bill? I mean, you're just so appreciative of what someone has done. And that's
yes.
the way, when we act that way toward God, the funny thing about it, we feel that way, oh, God, you've done so much for me. What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Then he turns back around and he blesses you for what you've done for him. So you're always going to be on the receiving end as you give your life to the Lord. You
yes.
appreciate him, and he appreciates you even more. And then you just fall in love even deeper, and you start appreciating him, and then he appreciates you more. There's a song that says you just can't be God-given.
I just was thinking of that. You can't be God-given. No matter how hard we try, that's what the song says, we can't do it. So the more we give, the more he gives. That's what the verse says. The more he gives, the more he gives to us. And so we just can't be. So we're... God is so infinite in who he is that, first of all, we are ever learning him. We never can get to the place to say, oh, I know, I really know God. No, you know about him, but you don't know him knowing. Praise the Lord. You don't know him knowing, but you're ever learning him. And so that's why that song says you can't beat God's giving no matter how hard you try. You just keep, the more you give, the more he gives to you. Go on, Doctor. I didn't mean to jump in there, but go ahead. I'm getting excited.
Elder Bryson, we have to know this, that as we grow in the knowledge of God, we
yes.
become committed more.
Yes.
You've got to know him. That's why we stay in the scriptures. That's why we eat that word of God, that we might grow thereby. We don't just grow in faith.
Mm-hmm.
We grow in faith. We grow in love. We grow in commitment. We grow in relationship.
Yes.
And God will reward you for your fervent commitment.
Yes.
You run toward him with reckless abandon, saying, I must have you, God.
I must have you, God.
I must have what you have. I must have what you have given. Oh, God, I am committed. Pastor Washington preached this morning about David and Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Listen to the dedication of David when he took over the kingdoms. He said, is there anyone else in Jonathan's house that I can bless?
Yes.
And someone mentioned Mephibosheth,
mm-hmm.
which was Saul's grandson.
Yes.
He was so dedicated and committed to Jonathan that in Jonathan's death, he was still trying to find someone that was connected to Jonathan so he could extend the blessing.
God is committed because he's trying to find someone to bless.
Yeah.
He want to go down your bloodline, my bloodline, to find someone to bless, to find someone that he can commit himself to, because
yes.
he's that kind of God.
Yes, God. Oh.
Is there anybody else in the house of Elder Bryson that I can commit to?
My Lord.
Is there anyone else in the house of Elder Dotson that I might commit to?
Yes.
I'm wanting to be committed to you.
My Lord.
I want to extol my divinity on you.
Yes.
My grace, my mercy, my wisdom, my knowledge, my understanding. I want to bestow it on you. I want to give it to you. Have mercy.
Yes.
The blessings of the Lord.
Yes.
He wants to commit them to you.
Yes.
Oh, my God, my God. That just floors me right there.
Yes.
He wants to commit a blessing to me.
And his promise,
Lord,
concerning his promises is for us. And I think we're the ones that kind of hold them up. If we really think about it, sometimes our prayers ain't answered because of our level of commitment. It ain't got nothing to do with God. We got to understand it has everything to do with the place where we are. So many times we are, you know, like now this scripture blessed me, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to give it right back to you, but this scripture blessed me. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Classic Version. It is Philippians 2:13, and it says, not in your own, well, let me read the King James Version, and then let me read the Amplified Classic. It says, for it is, this is King James, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And then, I mean, he's already put it in us. He's working in us for us to be obedient. Then it says in Amplified Classic, it says, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. I mean, how much benefit?
What a God we serve.
What a God we serve.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a God we serve.
Yes.
He's looking out for you.
He's
looking
out
for you.
He's making sure you don't fail.
Doesn't that tell you like David, Lord, turn the searchlight on me if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out.
Yes.
And strengthen me. Oh, my
yes.
God. Turn the light on me.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Anybody else have anything to add to that? My God. He's rich.
Nobody else on the line? No, nobody's saying nothing.
The Lord is rich. We can just go on and on about how committed the Lord is. But we have to interject how committed are we?
Yes.
And can we be more committed? There are things that God is expecting of us to fulfill. We must fulfill purpose. And in fulfilling purpose, do you know that God is committed to strengthen you so you can follow through?
Yeah, I mean, he's strengthening us so we can. Yeah.
He's strengthening you so that you can follow through to fulfill the purpose that he's purposed within himself toward you. What a commitment. What a God. He will not abandon you.
No. I had one person on Facebook said commitment is simply being faithful to God in what he has called us to do and strive to be faithful to the instructions.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen to that, my God. But that's why we pray. That's why, because we want to be a vessel that's used of God. The Lord is calling you to be a vessel, to be used by him.
Yes.
He must use you. You're on the earth. He's giving you the Holy Spirit that you may accomplish what he set for you to do.
Yes.
So as you are committed, as you grow in the knowledge of him, he inspires you more, and you're dedicating your life to him.
Yes.
You're pushing through barriers. You're breaking through walls because it makes you determined to see to the things of God, righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation. You want your nation to be blessed? Stir up and strengthen your relationship with God.
Exactly. If we want things to turn around now, we got to strengthen our relationship with God. We got to become more, even more. We got to get this commitment right so that our nation. If we think about when Ezra and even Nehemiah and even when they prayed for the nation because they knew the nation was wicked. Jonah, he didn't want to go to, where'd he go? Where did Jonah go? Lord, I just kept my mind. Nineveh. He didn't want to go to Nineveh, and so, but when he got to Nineveh, what did they do? They believed God, and they might have been wicked, but they knew God wasn't playing with them. So they went down in fasting and prayer and sackcloth and ashes, and they began to pray for the mercy of God, and said that they turned that thing around, and God saved that nation. And so that's what we say. If we want this nation to be saved, if we want things to turn around. We, the people of God, have got to get down in prayer. We have got to get committed to God. We got to. That's the game. We the game changers. That's who we are.
Yes. Now there, you said something. We are the game changers.
Yes.
He made you the game changer.
Yes. It's what we can.
Hallelujah.
It's what we can do. They can do all they want to, but if we think about David when he numbered the people. And God sent the plague. David went back. He prayed. He said, God, and then God turned that thing around, and he stopped it.
Mm. Yes.
We can see this repetitive over and over again. God has been committed to his people. You got people saying, well, where is God in this situation? Where is God? God is always present. Sometimes you may not feel him, but he's there. And just like for Esther, he turned that situation around. When she went in to see the king, she didn't know whether he was going to hand out the golden scepter to her or not. She said, I got to go on by.
Mm-hmm.
She was the only one that could go in.
Yes.
It's us. We the game changers. The people of God is there. We just humble ourselves and pray. Seek his face. Turn from our wicked ways. We're the ones that can pray that the country will turn. We're the ones that can bring it before God. What did he say? He said, I will hear from heaven. Heal the land.
Heal the land.
Stretch
yes,
out
he
before
did.
Him. Yes, we the game changers.
Hallelujah. We're going to take that. We the game changers.
Yes. We the ones that can get in the place of authority. Glory to God. We got to know who we are.
And he also, Elder Bryson, said, we are preparers of the breach, the separation.
Yes.
Repairers of the breach. Wherever there is a separation, we're put there to bring it back together.
Yes. It's us. It's our place. We got to get in our place. We ain't got time to be in no other place but to get in our place so this thing can turn around. God's looking for us.
It can turn around. Yes. Get in the midst of it and turn it around.
Turn it around.
Turn it around. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Glory. I'm almost, what a great lesson, Elder Doc. What a great, I mean, good.
Yeah, well, sometimes we get like that. Someone has to remind us of how committed God is to us.
Yeah.
Before we see the urgency in getting back with him.
Yeah.
So what do we say to those that feels they haven't been quite on the level that they should be? Get back on that level.
Get back on the level.
Because listen, as we have said before, and I know as Elder Bryson has taught before, we don't walk, God doesn't walk away from us. We walk away from him.
Exactly.
Where is God? Where you left him?
He's still the same.
Go back where he is. Pick
you
up,
come back.
Pick up your cross and go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take up your cross and follow him. That is so true.
Take up your cross and follow him. You can do it. You can get right back. Get right back into it. Get right back in your relationship with God. Get back where you were, minister. Get back where you were, evangelist. Get back where you were. Because God is there waiting on you.
Yes.
To come right back where you were. So you can change situations.
Yeah.
Change circumstances.
Every time Israel repented, God was right
mm-hmm.
there.
He was right there.
He was ready to bless you.
He's a God of wisdom and knowledge. He knows you're going to fall.
Yeah.
He knows you're going to back off. He knows you're going to backslide. He knows you're going to get tired. But he said, let the weak say I'm what?
Strong.
Okay, that is his song. Mm-hmm. But it still says, it's the word of God.
It's the word of
let
God.
Let the weak say I'm strong.
Mm-hmm. Let the poor say I am rich.
I am rich. Because what? Because of what he's done.
He's done, not because of what we've done. See, we got to take ourselves out of the picture. This is the problem. We think we done something. We haven't done nothing. I don't care how much education you got. I don't care what it is. You can get on a job, and they give you a task, and you got all the education that was required to get that job and still may not know how to do the task. You better go to God about it. I'm a witness. When I don't know something, I say, Lord, I don't know what the world this is, but I know I need your help.
And he's so committed, Elder Bryson, that he'll put you in positions that you're not even qualified for.
Exactly. And he'll train you right there. Just like he did Saul. He trained him right there for what he had for him to do.
Exactly.
And Paul was so committed that even in prison he was writing. He was still doing what God told him to do. He wrote Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon right there.
Right there in prison. In prison. I have a testimony. When me and my wife had gotten married, we had got together, and I'd lost my job. Her mother was still alive, and she said, look, we didn't have any money. She said, I need someone to paint the inside and the outside of my house. Do you know I had never picked up a paintbrush? But I said, I'll do it, and God anointed me to paint the inside and the outside of that woman's house to the degree that when she looked at it, she said, my God.
That's amazing.
She really wanted to give me double for my trouble, but I wouldn't let her.
Right, you wouldn't let her. But look, that's what I'm saying. Look what God can do. He can bless us to do something we have never done before and do it with excellence.
And do it excellence. do it with excellence. I got so good at it, I was repairing holes in the wall.
My Lord.
But that's what God will do.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's amazingly God.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of the way, Elder Bryson, because I know you got someone to pray today, and I am waiting on the prayers.
Well, we almost out of town. We're going to do a prayer for our call to Christ, and then we almost so this has been a beautiful lesson, and of course we coming back on the fourth Saturday night with our prayer, our total prayer service. Are going behind the veil. We're going to go behind the veil because the veil's already been rent. We're going through the veil. And we're going to pray, and we're going to pray for our nation and all those things that's coming up. But to those, if there's anybody out there that does not know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, this is another opportunity for you to accept Christ as your Savior. Maybe you didn't, because we all online right now. Maybe some of you are out in the parking lot doing parking lot church. Whatever you're doing, or you're in the church, because some of you have you can social distance, whatever it was that you said, well, Lord, I was going, but I didn't go. But here's an opportunity. So if you would repeat this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins, and I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. Please fill me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. I believe if you said that prayer with the sincerity of your heart or some version of it, that the Lord, you are saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. We thank God for each and every one of you that logged in, those that called in. We thank you for this amazing lesson that we had that came from Pastor Ransom Dotson. Let me get it right. And now we're not going to be on here next week because we have the we're going to have the blessed pleasure to have Elder down here next week for Father's Day. So we're going to celebrate him along with his family, and they my family too. So we're going to celebrate together. And we're so excited. I'm so excited about this. We're not going to be on here next week, but we're going to be celebrating Father's Day with Elder Dotson, Pastor Dotson. He's a pastor of this church. I can't remember calling that. So anyway, we're going to be down here doing that. I'm so excited about it. Praise covering over their life, that the Lord will bless them as they travel. No plague will come nigh their dwelling. No plague dwelling. So we God bless you. We pray, please, the blood of Jesus over everybody, under the sound of my voice. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace, God. And we believe that, God, that you are the God of everything. We believe things are turning around on our behalf. We pray blessings and peace upon everybody. In the name of Jesus, we pray amen and amen. We will see you back here next week. Where? On the Prospering Souls Broadcast. Not next week, the week after. We're going to celebrate Father's Day. I just said that. We're going to celebrate Father's Day with Elder Pastor Dotson, and then we will be back here. I guess it'll be the next week after Father's Day, we'll be back here on the Prospering Souls Broadcast. God bless you all, and may God keep you is our prayer.
God bless you.
God bless you.